Joining me on the morning set is Daphne Rice Allen, chair of the board of directors for the Black American West Museum and Heritage Center. We have Lionel Young, musician, and Laurie Edward, artist and musician. Welcome to the morning set, y'all.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. You will all be at this Friday's History and Music Festival on the Porch, held by the Black American West Museum. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's talk a little bit about the legacy of this museum. Did my research. Y'all have been around since 1971 when your founder, Paul W. Stewart, started the museum. And that's over 50 years of sharing the story of the Black Cowboy. I was checking out your website and I saw on the About page the question posed, did you know one in three cowboys were Black? The mission of this museum is to share the knowledge and the significant role African Americans played in the settlement and growth of the West. Can you expand upon this a bit?
The museum is a jewel of Colorado. 1971 was the incorporation when we became a 501c3 organization. Paul Wilbur Stewart, is the founder, curator emeritus, and to his efforts, yes, we are in our 52nd year. But like so many of us, grew up not knowing anything about Black cowboys and met his first Black cowboy with his cousin, Earl Mann, here in Colorado, and began to dedicate his life to unearthing that information. So Paul actually began collecting those items in the mid to late 60s.
And can you talk about what it's like? It's in a historic house. It's the home of Dr. Justina L. Ford, which was the first African-American female physician in the state of Colorado. And this is a beautiful brick building. Can you talk about what it's like walking through the doors with all of these pieces of history inside?
So there are several components to the museum, and you've touched on several of them. Paul Wilbur Stewart and his collection, Dr. Justina Ford and her home. And ironically enough, we are very close to where the home originally was. The original house was at 23rd and Arapaho. I believe it was like 2335 Arapaho.
Oh, wow.
So not far from where we are now. And she came to Colorado fully accredited, had her license, and the medical system extended her her license but no hospital privileges because of her race, her gender. And so she decided, I'm going to figure this out. I am going to serve practice. I'm going to serve this community, and set up her practice in her home, originally at 23rd and Arapaho, to her death from 1902 to 1952, and in her own account, delivered over 7,000 babies and encountered almost 30-plus ethnic groups in this northeast Denver, Five Points, Whittier, Curtis Park neighborhood.
Is the museum like a couple floors?
It is a two-story Victorian. It's an 1890s Victorian. And the first floor is dedicated to Dr. Ford, the history of the Five Points neighborhood, and a pictorial of the house and it's being moved. The second floor is dedicated to Paul Stewart, and it talks about Deerfield, Colorado, and that Black migration west. It talks about farming and ranching, mining, and then our military is Civil War through World War II. It's very expansive in a small room, in a small house.
It's cool to see all that history together, and it must take hours to get through and just really soaking it all in. And you have a couple of resources. You have a community space, but something that excited me was the Reenactor Guild, the Jane Taylor Reenactor Guild. So is that out in the community doing work just at the museum or both?
It's a little bit of both. Elise Clark, who is part of the board of directors, heads up the Jane Taylor Reenactors Guild, and they will periodically do things at the museum, yes. And then they will do presentations out in the community. You will sometimes see them doing Juneteenth, walking up and down in period costume. And they have a couple of projects that are underway with the Colorado Symphony and a couple of other cultural arts agencies where they will be doing reenactment collaboratively.
I'm still fresh to Colorado, having just moved here in 2021, but talking with different hosts around the station, the Black American West Museum is a staple. And I've had people say, oh, you know, this is the spot where you bring your family coming into Denver. This is a place where kids are going on field trips. But not only that, but you have people coming in from outside of the state as well. Can you talk about what that's like, having all different walks of life come through the door, from young to old, from local to out of state, out of country?
It's very inspiring. It's encouraging. And it's a little sad because there is this misconception that there are no blacks west of the Mississippi. And even going into 2023, you sometimes have that conversation. But there are just the growth, that whole black migration west. You're talking the early mid-1800s, 1860, the Homestead Act, the ending of the Civil War, the ending of slavery, that whole migration west. And this was territory. And so territory versus state, there were freedoms in the West that were not necessarily there in the South or in the North. And when the Homestead Act said, go West, young man, and you had 5 years to put a house or a farm or some sort of building, that was a wide open opportunity. That's why you can find in Wyoming and Colorado and New Mexico and Arizona, you can find
Kansas.
You can find these populations of black settlements that were thriving, prosperous black settlements. And we are just very proud. The museum actually owns about 90% of the town core in Deerfield, Colorado, which is northeast of Denver and a little bit on the east side of Weld County, between Wiggins. And it is a ghost town, but there is archaeology and historic preservation going on. And we are just very, very proud of that. And to that, the museum is a staple that you can go five blocks and somebody does know and somebody doesn't know. But then the other day we had a group of six come from Paris. Mm-hmm. We've had people come from Australia. We've had conferences in town where they come from Wisconsin and Kansas and Cleveland and whatever. And so we are one of the things to do when you come to Colorado. And we are open again and so excited about being open.
Yes. Can you talk about that? You guys have been closed since before the pandemic and just recently are doing scheduled tours?
Yes. Just in front of the pandemic, we were awarded some funding for preservation. And we restored the exterior of the building. We got new windows, new brick. So we said, okay, outside looks great. Let's do the inside. So we literally took every single exhibit down, put in new flooring, new paint, new walls. And so we have refreshed and revitalized a very vital part of the community. And right now we are open on Saturday. You can go online and schedule a slot to visit. Throughout the week, as we have volunteers available, we'll do school tours, social clubs, business communities that want to do some diversity, inclusion kind of thing. We do those. And we do have a small cadre of board members who do presentations in the community. So we're ready to go. We are ready to go.
And that brings us to the event that's happening on Friday.
Yeah.
So you are hosting a history and music festival on the porch. And this is literally on the porch of the museum.
Yes.
Oh, it's so cozy and small. Tell me all about it. What's going on?
So we will have Lionel Young portraying George Morrison, and Laree Edwards portraying Fannie Mae Duncan. And then we will also have Elise Clark portraying Mary Fields, or Stagecoach Mary, inside the museum.
Okay.
So it's going to be the thing you used to do in your front yard. You hung out, you sang, you danced, people came by. And it's just going to be really fun. People will get a chance from 4 to 6 to actually go through the museum and see how exciting and how refreshed everything is, and get a little history and some music.
Yes. Laree, tell me a little bit about Fannie.
Oh, Fannie, what can you say about her? She was an awesome woman. She was an entrepreneur and a leader and a fighter before people even realized that black women could do things like that. And she opened up the Cotton Club out in Colorado Springs. And I mean, Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, I mean, Billie Holiday, everybody came to her club to play and make music. And that was actually the problem, because everybody came to her club. I'm not going to tell her whole story.
No, no, save it. Save it. You got to go and see
that
it.
That was the problem. Everybody was welcome.
So. And Lionel, you're portraying another historical figure. Can you talk to me about him?
I'm portraying George Morrison, who is a violinist, teacher, band leader. Man is born in 1891. Lived here all his life. His parents were musicians. And he continued that tradition. I find myself really relating to who he was and what he did, teaching violin lessons for free, playing for Fritz Kreisler, a guy, a violin player, a great violin player. And getting lessons from him is one of my favorite. I used to skip school and go to the library and listen to Fritz Kreisler records.
So this is like full circle.
Yeah, so I just find it very much, I know he's not me.
No,
but I can feel many things that are similar. But he had his own band, and he was a talented. If he played for Fritz, even just played for Fritz Kreisler, let alone getting lessons from him, he would be a great violinist himself.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. It makes me feel like on my last go round. Tomorrow, just like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow, just like I feel today. I'm packing up my gifts, making my getaway.